Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is bodybuilding. Well, it's kind of a play on words. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, "Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular." There are actually 22 verses related to the body of Christ. Over the centuries, we have heard words like, "Welcome to the house of God." I wonder what is meant by that. Is this the house where God dwells? The Bible teaches that we, all believers in Christ, form his body. He's the head and we are the body. The scripture goes on to say, "Can the eye say to the hand, I have no need of thee?" You know, I think it's a little different than that, but that you get the point. That some have different functions and we're all placed in the body as it pleases God. And so we can't discriminate among each other and say, "I'm better than you." We all have a purpose in the body of Christ. And the body is not a building. The body is a group of believers. And wherever the body meets, Christ is alive. Christ has come in to live in our hearts, and he rules there through the Holy Spirit. And so we are his body, we are his house. We are the temple of the Lord. And that's exciting when you think about it, because that gives us a hope in life, because Christ lives in us. And we don't have to go to church to have church. We are the church, the called out ones. And Christ lives within us. And God has come to his temple. That's a good thing. So next time you hear, "Welcome to the house of God," don't believe it. What you're to believe is what the scripture says. We are the body of Christ and members in particular. You are the church. The building is not. That's so important. Now, that's not saying that I'm against church. Of course not. We are not to forsake the gathering of ourselves together. And that's super important. So if we meet in a field, or we meet in a barn, or we meet into a fancy church, doesn't matter. As long as we don't start thinking that we have to go to a building in order to worship God. God is a spirit, and we're to worship him in spirit and truth. And Jesus said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you even to the ends of the world." And so the fact of the matter is that when you receive Christ as your Savior, Jesus comes to live into your heart through the Holy Spirit, and you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he brings the life of Christ to you, and you are the church. And you can worship in a boat, you can worship at the beach, you can worship in your home, you can worship anywhere. The importance of worshiping together, though, is super important, because when you have a corporate body, when you have the body coming together, then you have the power and the anointing becomes so great, and the joy of the Lord and the worship together brings the praise of God into the hearts of everyone, unless you've turned it into some sort of religion. Sometimes that's what happens, is that we go to church and we fall into a religious order or structure, and we miss the concept that we're coming together to worship Jesus. So as you go about your day, remember that body or building, you are the body of Christ. God bless you and have a great day.